sleep for the past 2 weeks. And I'd like to at least touch on a little bit of a lot of nicer questions tonight. Obviously, I'm not a Pesach, I'm meant to be. I wish that please contact the local Rav. But I'm not saying anything to myself, I'm just talking to myself. So if anyone's stuck, they can really rely on what I'm saying, because I'm not saying to myself. But obviously, I wish that Meister is a Rav. Just like to make a few comments, then we'll discuss a few common cases. First is the Mechaber in Beis HaMikdash Seches. Chas says as follows: Shnayim v'shlosh dalibatim, two or three dalibatim, erchel makom echad, in one place. Yeshayim shkol echad mevarech al menorah shalom. Some say that everyone makes a bracha on their own menorah. Yesh megadim gemedot. Some are not happy with this. Nothing is our fake brothers, some brothers, they work on should be careful of some brothers and not make a brother. And the Machaber Paskins, and I'm assuming this is how it's found in the day, that one will not make a brother in such a case. This is called the Tesefes Eira. And Machaber holds the Tesefes Eira, one will not make a brother. I go, and I'm not passing, not like that, and we're not ready like that, and we do make a brother in the Tesefes Eira. This is a very common case. Someone's saying by the most. And there were a few people that lighted. So the mother lights, the wife lights. This is a clear case of deception, right? I'm assuming that the meaning by the Sfarim is that they probably light, and they didn't say they had the bracha from the Sfarim. They probably should light. They could light the Sfarim. But they were getting the bracha. Now we'll see very soon why the Ikra didn't come down away from light anyway. But the meaning definitely is that women light. And based on the Ramah, they all can make a bracha. However, a person do say, since this is only the Tesefes Eira, if, like we learned in the past, that one can make a bracha in places that you will not trip, unfortunately, Pasha, someone does have somewhere else to light, the person might say one should light somewhere else. When very often it's not really practical, and someone's got other places for them to light the neighbors in the house. And therefore, definitely one can light there and make a bracha based on Tesefes Eira. That's the first hakdama. If there's something called Tesefes Eira, which is a questionable, the Machaber says one cannot make a bracha, the Ramah says one can make a bracha, but it's definitely a questionable situation. The next type of dhamma is based on the people of Zayin. A reyach, shein echidim yuch, and a reyach is a guest that does not have his own room. He can't be in particular of the baser, but also not lighting up his house. And his house, sort of a shadow of truth. He must be a shadow of truth. Now Shmuel Vosner in the Tshuva takes out from this halacha of Tzarek Hashad and Pruta, that is very clearly a halacha on a person to make sure that he has in some way, in some form, Yetzer, that is Ravad Hashem. If he just happens to be in a place and he can't be connected to that mitzvah, that is not enough, and he must work out and make sure that he's behind the mitzvah of Bakas Nech Hashem. Whether it be a self-lighting, whether it be by Isha Nadagas Allah, whether it be by being in a Re'ach and a guest and being able to Shalsu and connect to the halacha of the Baal Ha'is. All these are ways that he has, and his mekayim, his mitzvah b'kos neighbors. Now, the Mechaber in Sinfov had told us, we discussed previously, the Bachurim, the Tshikim Lahabin Nashaz Vecherim Lomarathalov, Al Mishu Itzel Ishtoi, let's say someone who's by his wife, Ein Tzorik Lahabin Vecherim Lomarathalov, Fish Ishtoi Lomarathalov, Merechat Vishwil, his wife makes a bracha for him. Now, there's a big machlok, it's a question, what does exactly mean? That Isha Lavekisal means Shabura Simchon, and it means to be in the same house. And since his wife will make the bracha in the Makom Achilu, which is the main Makom Adbaka, like the Ramah tells us in Sifyud, the Ramah says, Ikar Adbaka tu yibinesh on Ligan al Shokhon, Ikar Malik and Adbaka, even though we saw that one should light in other places, and one can make a bracha if he's in a place that's not fully had, but the Ikar is Adbaka and Neiris, which on Ligan al Shokhon, and Loibashai and Neiris are the those are the rules that the Ramah passed. However, there are cases, Shmuel Vosner goes on a tshuva like that, Shmuel Hanes, usually he also goes like that. But they pass in an Isha Vatekas Allah would pattern him even in a situation, in a case where he's not in the same house. This can be very common. The other way around, by the way, that is Allah, if a woman doesn't have a baby, she's in a hospital, if she's going to Allah's name, Allah's in that woman's house. Why is in the hospital? What's the halakha's name? So very possibly she's not going to have to light. It's very hard for her to light. So if she can't, she's doing this. Okay, she doesn't have to light. But is there an Indian to make himself a sugar and crazy to make sure that she has a way to light? So Baruch Hashem, they happen to have now the Vikachemus that they have electric lights, which we will discuss that. But the Ikra Din, according to these questions, is not a problem. If the husband is home, only if he's home, he goes out of the house, we do not have the Maya Vishnu Baba alone. If he's in the house and he's light at home, then he will be Yotze, and one doesn't have to worry so much about lighting the hospital. Obviously, it would be nice to light in the hospital as long as she's not a public, so if you say she can turn off the light, turn on the light. But she probably should not make a bracha in such a case, because electric lights is a shadow place kit, if one can't make a bracha on it. But again, much of this will not be such a shadow. Another common occurrence could be that, let's say, Erev Shabbos, they went to the hospital, before Shabbos. Now, they're both in the hospital, and no one's lighting at home today. Now, what do they do about that locus near some Shabbos? This is more questionable in regard to lighting electric lights. And again, once you call the drug to find out exactly how to pass it, definitely places that will tell you that one can light on electric lights, fluorescent lights, LED lights, more of a shayla, you know, the Shmuel Kamenetsky passes, one can make a bracha on that as well. One should definitely ask his drug, but there's definitely room that one could make a bracha on such a light. Now, if these agdomas, I'd like to discuss the following question. Very common case, someone's home for Shabbos, they don't eat out somewhere else, but by a father-in-law, by a neighbor, their friend, their cousin, whoever it may be. The Shabbos arrives in the Rishon one night. We've learned that the Ikar Makom Hamak is Makom Achila. So, presumably, one should be lighting in the place where he's eating. And that's true. There are definitely many questions that go like that. What brings it up to a question is as follows. That we just learned that there's something called the Sabbosayah. Now, usually wherever you're going to eat, there's already an Erez Zevulim. So we're running into the issue which Makabe tells us is a solving problem. The Ramah passes when one may make a bracha, but it definitely could be a question. To say, that's one question. Second question is, a Reach, according to many places, even if you're just eating the Suda there, you qualify as a Reach, and on that, you will clean the Ikra Blokas in your Shabbos. The meaning is that one still may light, and could light with the bracha, but also again, there's a question that comes into play now in your day that might make it more preferable to light in the place where you're staying. So there's a big machlokes on this. We look, it can place much of that. My professor, Moshe Weingarten, we worked together over the week, and I asked him to send Eretz Yisrael to a rav, a few shaylos. He sent a rav, Meir Chagin, this shayla, what to do. He said, the following story. He said, many years ago, I heard a story. There was real Orbach, who was the son-in-law of Rabbi Yashiv Batzal and the son of Rabbi Shemzal Batzal. The first week he was by Rabbi Yashiv Shabbos. They put him up by Eretz, and he wanted to light Eretz. What are you saying? Presumably he felt, like we said before, they said, Zaira, whatever else they were, or Ireach, and he would light one of the Eretz. Rabbi Yashiv told him, no, the meaning is that we light the movie. And he met Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah told him, yes, the meaning is light we need. Nice and Shabbat. And that seems to be the meaning of Yushalayim, that people light the Lokom Atkir. However, if you look in the same Shabbat Shabbat also, or if you look at other handy Gesorah, Master of the Emperor Moshe, that's how they say, since they said it's Zorah only, and Zorah Bereach, one should light in the place where he is in his own house. Again, wrong Shreyas Kizrov exactly had asked him. This is definitely two opinions and a very clear question. What gets more, becomes more of a question, or maybe less of a question, is let's say, perhaps, very often to happen, you have a Shabbat brothers, everyone's going away, so come to the in-laws, they don't have one house to everybody, so what do? They find a house, they put five couples together in one house, they all stay in one house together, everyone's going to eat together in one big room. So, where do we light? Again, we have the same shadow. Welcome back to the other. This episode, definitely a lot of people lighting. Where are you staying? Now we have a new question. Something new comes to play the role over here. Because again, it's this episode. There are five couples here. So what's going to be the whole kind of light? We have the same episode here as over there. So this seems to be more clear that one should probably light where he's eating. Because anyway, after this episode, he's having that issue. A Reach will still have, but it does seem to be that in such a case, one would preferably light in the Mokum Achila. One couple would be back to the city. One of them want to light what they're saying, then would be back to the original Shabbat. for that one couple that's living with the stain, they'll be the only one to left.
If the stain of Chayyim already has light, let's say that's also very common. You put up some, they say, okay, come shop. Shop brothers, we're pretty good by this so and so family. They already have the name stain. In such a case, again, if you're not staying in, well, preferably from the light reading. A very important point to note is that if one will be lighting with a stain, you know, they must make sure that the neighbors are lit till they come home. If the neighbors are not lit till they come home, they are running into a very, very serious trouble at all. Because one must be nervous from the neighbors, so again, one must be careful. Another very important thing to keep in mind is that it can't be too early. If one light before like a minute, like it was not used at all. So if one's going to the in-laws, and they're leaving, and they're driving in a car, and they're going full by the mitzvah, or even in a car after by the mitzvah, one should ask, because a woman in Kal Shabbos usually, it's not always so posh that a woman makes it tonight. One definitely should ask a question like that. But again, one should, in fact, in such a case, where one is leaving full by the mitzvah, one should definitely lie with the eating, and not with the coming home. I did see on the swarm that I was looking, that maybe one should leave one day, but at least when they come home, they'll be exit according to that, having a lit, that brother. Again, I want you to discuss this with your own. Another very common and important question is a hotel. The summer is coming up now, probably people have gone to hotels. This runs into a very serious problem. Because if they let you light in the Mokum Achila, no problem, light in the Mokum Achila, Achila very good. Very often the hotel is not going to let you light in the Mokum Achila. They'll have a special room, a special lighting room, probably a fancy room, where would you light? And very nice. Now, it is very nice. Problem is, it's not in the Mokum Achila, and it's not with the stain. So, like, now, nowadays, we have electric lights, and therefore, if someone's going to have these neighbors, most of them need to be Tisef. Now, Tisef Zohar seems to be very clear that only a mile of eating. We eat, yes, it's enjoyment of the eating, that you have Tisef Zohar. Make sure it's not going to trip. So, you can't show the eats of heaven if it's light, it's not going to trip. There's no little bit of extra light that's going to help them out. If there's no shamshas, therefore there are many places in that city that one is running into a very serious problem if you're lighting in that place. One, giving aid to maybe if someone goes near the nearest, if you're shamshas by the nearest, then maybe one could be lighting that. There are some places that do say, since one will probably have some shamshas there, one can light and make a problem, but one should definitely, this is definitely is a very questionable situation one should face. One could do, and probably one should do is, in such a case, is in his room, he could turn off one light and come and charge. He probably should do that anyway. And according to the places that want to make a brother on electric lights, then he would be able to do that. Turn on and off the light in his room and make a brother over there. Again, one definitely should ask a question from such a case.
Just like to read the Mishnah Berurah, the Sukkot Beis, the Kabbalah tells us the Ezer, the last is in the Yofa.
ich bekam ein Message, der Kisida ist öffnen, der Gesamt 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 points out that has two mices, Gemara Shabbos, Chavkim on base, two stories about people that are Zeichet, one of them, Chacham, the Gemara has two specific stories. One is Rav Ovin, was Zeichet to two sons, and the Gemara has a different story where one was only Zeichet to one. Tosfos explains what's the difference. Why here was Zeichet to two children, and the Gemara, why only here one? The Tosfos says, because there was Zara, the wife and the husband were both Zoya in their business of the Kasneh. The husband used to prepare the Neris, the wife used to light the Neris, and therefore they were Zeichet to two bonds of the Chacham. Even though we're that don't usually like the neighbors, but it seems that we have a very crucial role in the midst of the neighbors, Tata, setting up the neighbors, and with the Shem having to be useful for us, learning the message that was later to see only now.
Version Shlech to Weintraub for the last 4 weeks. Met Shem next week. We're starting Chatzi Shir. We encourage everyone to attend. It's going to span the scope of Hilcha Shabbos and Pesach and a matter of eating or using non-kosher toothpaste. Interesting stuff. Everyone, please come tell other people about it. Shkaya. Yeah.